It's been just a few months since Michael Wiedrich was named the new executive director of Young Audiences of Western New York. The move serves as a homecoming for Wiedrich. His road to becoming an artist began in Buffalo before he advanced his education at Syracuse University and moved on to work for Culturals in the Albany area. We caught up with him recently at the Central Library in downtown Buffalo, the home to the main office of Young Audiences of Western New York.
Well, we're the leading arts and education provider in Western New York with a roster of 70 teaching artists that execute programs in school, after school, you know, with our cultural, you know, partners. You know, we're the lead partner in what we call Our Partners for Learning, which is a coalition of culturals across the western 8 counties of Western New York. Our home is in Erie County, and we have the biggest impact here. But, you know, we are in some way or another connected to, you know, all 8 of those counties, and especially the rural areas. Like, we're really looking to do a lot more in the rural areas just because they don't have the access, you know, to cultural resources like we do here, you know, in the heart of downtown Buffalo.
What kind of programs are we talking about? What kind of artists do you have on that roster?
We have dancers, we have a puppet maker, we're doing a lot with the Erie Canal, there was a big anniversary last year. Every shape and size artist, you know, that you can imagine, we pretty much have on our roster. You can just go to our website, you know, yawny.org, and we have a whole catalog of programs and the listing of our teachers on the roster, you know, and you can call our office anytime and say, hey, like, we're really interested in having this program, or, you know, we saw this artist, we have a really cool lesson that would tie in. So we, you know, we accommodate the school or the organization to make sure the kids are getting the best impact.
Michael Wiedrich says he's been busy early on with Young Audiences of Western New York, learning more about the organization, its immense coverage area, and the number of students they affect. He also offered a look into his own instructive background.
Yeah, I'm a graduate of the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts, you know, one of the premier educational establishments of the city of Buffalo. And I went there from 7th grade all the way through 12, and it was the best experience of my life and really helped shape who I am as a person. You know, I went on to pursue, I was a visual artist there and ended up going to Syracuse University and got my BFA. And I know today the conversations about STEM, science, technology, and math, and turning STEM into STEAM, adding arts to that, is so critical. And I just go back to my days at Arts Academy, how, you know, it was all there. It was all together, you know, our science and our math and our art.
Looking at the general national mood for a second here, are the arts getting lost maybe a little bit in terms of the national discussion?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen cutbacks in the arts, I mean, on every level. You know, if we had to take the arts out of our schools, I think they would lose an energy and a life that brings kids alive. Like, kids have such fertile imaginations, and the arts are a conduit to bring that out. And when you take your imagination and you take your sciences and your maths and combine them, you come up with amazing things. You know, they're all integral to be together. And, you know, the national discussion needs to be about saving the arts.
Michael, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.